It's time for the View in Your Mirror podcast. I'm Katie Harms, and along with Lisa Rubin, we help you check in and curate the best possible you and the best view in your mirror. We share tips, tricks, and strategies from our 35 plus years in our respective industries. We talk about your day from morning to night and everything in between. We share our uniqueness, relish in our shared experiences. Along the way, we share conversation with fabulous people who give us their own thought-provoking insights. So come along as we help you hone the best view in your mirror.
Ay-yi-yi, Lisa Rubin.
Ay-yi-yi, Katie Harms.
Tell me how much you love me.
Oh, it's a good thing how much I love you. People have no idea what we're talking about. So should we just like fess up or what?
Are you now kvetching?
I am not. I'm kvetching, not kvelling.
Correct. See, I'm paying attention.
Not sometimes.
We have a wonderful guest coming on. We're very fortunate that you have had a relationship with this person for many, 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 many years. She might give us some dirt on you. I don't know. We'll see. I'm super excited to talk to her.
And who might that guest be, Katie?
We have Leslie Fema. Most recently known as a contestant on The Golden Bachelor Season 1. I think we're all still waiting to hear if she is selected as the Golden Bachelorette. But there is way more to Leslie Fema than this particular role that came to her in her 64th year, I believe, 63rd, 64th year.
So 64th year, yep.
We get the opportunity to chat with her about that and learn about Leslie. And like I said, truly a person who, based on the little bit that I've gotten to know her through you, is a person who has been way ahead of her time.
She has. She has always been ahead of her time in fitness. I mean, she had Leslie Shape Shop from years ago. Her and I go back to high school. And she, you know, was doing bar before anyone was doing bar. She was doing Zumba before Zumba was even a thing. I actually would take her Zumba classes, but we can talk about that later in the podcast. And she's always reinventing herself. And even going on The Golden Bachelor, I mean, wow, right? She took another opportunity, another chance to do something that no one else had done. And I'm always pretty proud of her in that situation. And she's got a lot of energy.
She sure does. And opening herself up to the discomfort and the experience and the vulnerability. So I think it'll be really, really fun to talk to her. Now, what I want to talk about is we're talking about Leslie being ahead of her time. We're talking about being late to the party.
Oh, God, here we go.
A couple of podcasts ago, we had on the woman who invented Vela Bio, which is a sexual wellness product, and how we had fun with that podcast. We certainly had fun with that podcast. We learned something. We had fun with that podcast. I committed to ordering the product. You've been relatively silent about this, Lisa. Like, you don't kiss it.
I don't kiss and tell. You're right, Katie. I've kissed and told about a few things on this podcast, but that one won't be one of them.
Well, let me tell you, many people have reached out and wanted to know what my experience was with good old Vela Bio, especially since I was talking about the fact that I wanted to know if you could use this every day. It's an elixir, right? So my question on the podcast was, well, my goodness, if we put elixirs on our face every single day to keep it supple and moist and all of that, why wouldn't we put an elixir on our lady parts to keep that supple and ready to go, right? But this product has a little bit more of a fun effect quicker. Let's just put it that way. So the experience that I had with it, if you would like me to share my experience, I would be happy to do so.
Well, I've already heard you sharing your experience with another group of women that we were together the other day, and it was great, Katie. Good for you. You share it one more time. I'm going to just listen.
You are you? Well, first of all, you know, I have been with the same man for 39 years, right? So you can get into your patterns of behavior and whatnot, and there's not a lot that's secretive or right. You just, but I really wasn't sure what to do with this. Like, when do you put it on and how do you like,
did you read the instructions, Katie?
No.
Of course you didn't. That's why I asked the question. See, I would read the instructions.
That would have been helpful, but I thought about it kind of as we were, things were starting to get a little hot and heavy, right? And let's just say that as you get older and as you're, you know, things get hot and heavy and they maybe don't last as long as they would have years ago. So your opportunity for timing on this is
not about 10 seconds.
You don't have 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes to think about this. It's like, oh, honey, I got this thing. How do you want to, do you want to try it? Like, okay, I think we put it on here. And so we did and we're giggling. I mean, we're like giggling like we haven't done this really for a while in this. And then of course you're like, okay, what's going to happen? What, where, like, and so I open my eyes at one point because generally I'll kind of go to my, and my husband's staring at me, just staring at me. I'm like, whoa, he is staring intently at me, waiting for something to happen. And let's just say it happened. It was like, and in this case, it was kind of a sudden, quick burst. I'm talking about the first time. It was like very much like, bam! Like, was that just what so
needed? Like Lily said, a firecracker?
It was. It was definitely a firecracker. And having used it now several times since then.
Daily?
It is not daily. I will admit, not daily. It sits in my bedside table and it comes out, and it's very enjoyable. I think it is well worth getting it and enjoying it and having fun with it. And it's maybe reinvigorated, right? It's given you a little like, oh, this is kind of fun. So I'm sure if you want, you can ask my husband what he thinks.
I'll be sure to ask him, Katie, to his face. But let's repeat something that we talked about on the podcast for those listening who don't have a partner.
Right.
It also can be used without one.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. Tool or no tool.
Tool or no tool. It works. Yes.
Yeah. It's fascinating to me. Just delving into that part of our anatomy and that part, you know, as uncomfortable as it is at the beginning, and then it becomes funny, and then it becomes super enjoyable. And then you're like, okay, yeah, I am really late to the party. Why have I not focused on this before? And I will say this enhances it. It really does. And I would think if you did have trouble having orgasms, this would be life-changing.
Well, I hope that the people listening to this podcast will really enjoy a prequel to having Leslie Fema on as a guest. And we must tell her what we did talk about because she will think this is fabulous.
I think so too. Just again, I don't know Leslie beyond what I saw on the show, which I thought was just so enjoyable. And I thought, wow, she is a breath of fresh air. And she had no problem talking about her sexuality in that realm, and bravo. So between our intro and having Leslie Fema on, I hope we are advancing women's enjoyment for years to come.
Yes. And that it doesn't matter how old you are.
So true. And with that, we are going to welcome our newest sponsor, Mira Couture. So excited to have them. Lisa, you've been working with Mira Couture for quite some time now. What sets them apart in what they do?
They have a complete understanding of the customer, and their goal is to make sure that they're the best version of themselves when they walk out. And the category of bridal and mother of the bride, mother of the groom, and also custom clothing, it's such a tough place to be, and they nail it time and time again because they listen.
When people experience Mira Couture from a custom clothing perspective, what do you find people most surprised about?
That when they put their clothes on, they fit perfectly because they were fit for their body, and they can move, they can travel, they can sit, and they're comfortable the entire time they're wearing their pieces.
Are they surprised about the value?
They are once they receive the pieces and they wear them. Once they get one piece, they get that it was worth the value.
So you might spend a little bit more, but not as much as you would think, right?
Exactly. And the one thing I tell mother of the brides and mother of the grooms is if we have a dress that we're going to make long and you want to be able to cut it off and wear it to other people's weddings as a cocktail dress, all you're paying for then is an alteration to hem it up. So it's like two dresses in one. And you can wear that cocktail dress for two, three, four different weddings if it's different people. So break that down. But it is so well worth it.
It is a magical place. I have been working with them for over 8 years, and I've never been disappointed.
Experience the magic. Go to miracouture.com.
We'd like to welcome Leslie Fema to our podcast today. I am extremely excited to have her on finally. We have a friendship that's spanned a lifetime. And the one thing I'm going to start by saying is that Leslie has always been ahead of her time, always. No matter what she decided to do in the fitness arena, she was ahead of everybody else, starting at Leslie's Shape Shop to, well, prior to that, you did the aerobics championship when nobody was doing that except for maybe Jane Fonda. You did bar. You did bar before I even knew. I came to probably one of her first bar classes and I was like, really? This is what we're doing for an hour? I mean, then she did Zumba. You know, I also came to her Zumba class. Nobody could follow the way I did it though, because I'm not very coordinated. But she decided to go on The Golden Bachelor season one. I mean, nobody had ever done that before. It was the first season. And you know, she always has been ahead of the game. And I'm always very proud of her for that. So let's welcome Leslie on and let's see what else we can talk about today.
I'm sure a lot.
Leslie, that might be the longest intro, but I love it. It's heartfelt. And we're so happy to have you. How are you feeling? It's been a whirlwind, I feel like, from the start of knowing you were going to be on The Bachelor to now. What is that time frame?
It's been crazy. I mean, you know, I applied for the show last February and I really didn't know until July. So it was a long time where I was kind of waiting and going through the process and, you know, talking to producers and waiting. So yeah, they did their due diligence. And then I got a call in July. And 2 weeks later, I was in LA for the show.
But let's back that up. The fact that you even considered yourself and you went forward with the process at your age says a lot about you. You know, you're not afraid to go out of the box. You're not afraid to take a chance. And you had no idea what you were getting into. You just threw yourself in. And for me,
I had a little idea because I, of course, I'm a, you know, a Bachelor Nation girl. So I watched the show for a million years. But so I had a little idea what I was getting into, kind of.
Yeah, but not really at your age because they had never done it before.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if they were going to follow the formula of the regular Bachelor, Bachelorette. So yeah, that was all kind of up in the air.
And you had to come up with your clothes.
Yes.
So how did that work, Les? Because you couldn't tell anybody. So how did that work?
Well, I borrowed a lot from my future daughter-in-law and I did tell my family. So I borrowed some clothes from her. I borrowed a few dresses from another friend. I just told her I had an event that I had to go to. And then I bought a few things, you know, I bought a few things, but I went on the cheaper route. I didn't buy like expensive gowns. And I think on the packing list, I think that was told I don't have to wear long dresses for every like row ceremony. So for me, that alleviated a lot of stress because I had dresses. I borrowed a few dresses and then what I bought was not really expensive.
Well, I love coming from Lisa, the wardrobe consultant, wanting to know all of these things. But I'm hearing there was a packing list to give you an idea, which is good. And you have incredible legs. We just need to point that out. So not wearing a long dress is a big bonus for you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to show off at least, I know, one part of me that's good. So
yeah, well, it's the package. But what about you found this out? And then you had to essentially set your life aside for a certain amount of time and really disappear. So what did you tell people about that?
Let's see. I was teaching a few classes a week. So I just said, I'm going away, you know, like a trip, a summer trip. I have a client that I see every day, and I had to tell them, only because, you know, I'm there every day. So I couldn't be just like, I'm going away for a month. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't sure how long I was going to be gone. I thought, you know, I could be back in 2 weeks. I could be back in a week. I didn't know. So I just said, I might be gone a month. I could be back next week. You know, it's very difficult to do that to your, in your life. And my other job, I work at the Fillmore Music Venue. I just didn't, it's basically part-time and we can make our own schedule. And I just didn't take any work that month. So that was kind of easy. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a 9-to-5 job per se. So it is a little bit easier to schedule around that, but it is a lot of income that I lost, you know, that I knew I wasn't going to have. And I wasn't sure for how long. I didn't expect to be there actually to the end, which was, you know, I really didn't. I didn't know really, you know, at all.
But I think that's what made it so wonderful to watch you on the show, Leslie, because you stayed in the experience and you didn't have any expectation. And it led you to having, you know, one of the final roses. How about like hair and makeup? You had to learn how to do that too, because weren't you doing your own hair and makeup?
Yeah. I have a funny story. She's my future daughter-in-law, but I call her my daughter-in-law, Daphne. She's a makeup artist. And like a week before I was leaving, she came over with my grandson, Yossi, and we were sitting and she's like, okay, so just bring me all your makeup that you have and we'll go from there. And we were going to go to Ulta, you know, and fill in what I didn't have. And with a 2-year-old and I bring in my makeup, Lisa, you can understand me. It fit in the palm of my hand.
I'm sure. I was waiting for that answer.
Literally fit in the palm of my hand. I eyebrow, eyeliner, mascara, and like a bronzer. And she said, no, Les, you have to bring me all your makeup you have. I said, this is it. This is what I got. She goes, all right, we're going to Ulta. Like, she's like, whatever. And we went and she took one of the, and we have a 2-year-old with us. She took a basket. She's going down the aisle. She's throwing things in. I'm like, Daphne, are you sure I need all this? She goes, yes. I said, I don't know how to use that. She goes, don't worry. Get it. Pay for it. Go home. She gave me a complete lesson on what to use, how to use it. The whole thing was just like, oh my God. And then I had to keep texting her before I went. Now this, what do I put? Where do I put that? It was just funny. But she gave me the lesson. And then I had a tutorial on my hair. My friend brought her daughter over, who is a hairstylist. And she actually really gave me a really good tutorial with my curling iron. Although I didn't use it all the time. You know, I wore my hair natural a lot. It was hot.
You look comfortable. Were you as comfortable as you looked?
Yeah. I mean, I was just really me. Like one time when they say you have to be camera ready, say at 9:30, we're like, but is it like camera? Like, what did we do? You know? So I knew it's not like a rose ceremony where I really wanted to look my best. So sometimes I put a bandana around my head because, you know, my hair wasn't perfect and we're sharing one bathroom and my hair takes forever to dry. And, you know, so I just, you know, I kind of just went along with it. I tried my best.
You always looked very good. And let's also touch on the wonderful bond and the friendships that you made on this show that I know is a friendships for a lifetime. And was that an unexpected pleasure?
It was, because you know how I feel about my friends at home, Lisa. I mean, my friends are like the most important thing to me, whether I see you every week or I don't see you for 3 months. My friends are my life, you know, and we have that. So I was a little afraid because I thought, you know, these are women and, you know, I'm sure we're all going to be different, but, you know, I wasn't sure, but we really bonded and I do have them for life. And I have a special bond with them because they're the only ones that knows what we all went through, you know. Some of them are definitely people I would be friends with if I hadn't gone through this. you know, so I love them. Yeah.
What's been the most surprising outcome from doing this? What would you have never expected?
Well, I actually never, a couple things. I never expected to have the feelings I did for Gary because I'm really picky, and Lisa will attest to that. I'm very picky with my guys in my life, and half the time I rather just be with my girlfriends, my family, my dog. So I did, that was surprising to me that I actually had true, authentic feelings for him. And otherwise I wouldn't have stayed. I would have maybe self-eliminated because I wouldn't want to have taken a place, you know, with someone else for someone else. But I did. I went out of my box, and that surprised me. Like, I really like the fact that I learned that about myself, that I don't have to find somebody that fits, you know, in every check mark, you know, for me. And so that was really surprising. And I like that because now when I think about maybe finding somebody, I won't be as, you know, I guess picky. I will, you know, understand myself better. I will understand that what's really important to me, what's not that important to me. And I think that there'll be more options that way.
So, yeah, I think you probably had a lot of self-growth in those 5 weeks or 4 weeks that you were in this program. I think you had a lot of time for your own personal reflection, and that probably also helped make different decisions than you normally would if you were distracted back at home with all the things that you have.
Yeah, and that is true. And you don't have your phone. And at first it's hard, like anything that's taken away out of your life, it's a cleanse of, you know, so to speak. And then after a while I was happy. I was like, I felt better not having my phone. And I know it's a weird thing, but I didn't have to worry. It's a huge worry off your plate. You know, you don't have to text anyone. You don't have to return texts or emails or listen to your kids or I don't know, whatever it is. It's kind of a nice cleanse. And I kind of vowed that I was going to do this at home one day without my phone. Of course, that didn't happen. But it did make you focus, I mean, a lot on Gary, obviously, but it made you also more aware of your own self and what you need and what you want and the things that you've done in your life. And so, yeah, I mean, it is definitely like a big cleanse and a technology cleanse, but other aspects, it was great for me. I felt like I really grew as a person. So
it sounds like you opened yourself up a little bit more too, to having expanded thoughts, like you said, on what type of guy or whatnot, or the importance of it. But that couldn't have been easy.
No, it wasn't easy at all. I mean, you know, you're leaving your world behind, and you know, you're once a mother, always a mother. And, you know, your kids are, you know, that they're going through this and that. And that was really hard for me. I did get to call my son, Zach, once because I knew he's kind of going through a hard time, a breakup, and I want to touch base with him. But other than that, it's, yeah. And then you're focusing on somebody that normally you wouldn't even probably think about, or, you know, I mean, I don't know that if I had met Gary, like say out somewhere, that I wouldn't, I mean, he's attractive. He's funny. He made me laugh. I feel like I would have, you know, probably talked to him and maybe gone out with him. I don't know. I mean, but I did really fall for him. So, and I'm happy that I did. And it was a great experience. And yeah, so.
You've definitely gotten there. I think one of the things that solidified my level of respect for you is how you communicated your pain.
I mean, my pain, it was hard because, first of all, I've gone through, you know, I didn't want to be divorced twice, you know, and my second marriage was not really, you know, I mean, there was infidelity, so I didn't, you know, I hung on as long as I could. But, you know, then you fall for somebody on the show and you see him dating other women and liking other women, and probably falling for those other women. And it's hard because it brought, like for me, one day it brought me right back to where I had those feelings before. And I couldn't stop it. Like I couldn't shake it off. And it was hard. Yeah. I didn't want to be like that. I was like, I got to be strong on camera, but you can't stop those feelings.
No. And sharing them, I just think of all the people you've helped with that. Truly, to be able to share that much of your heartache and truly raw feelings and then come out the other side of it. Because now you're saying you're so glad you did. In the moment, you probably were thinking, what the hell did I do this for? And so, that growth right there was so helpful for you, right? Ultimately, for your own personal advancement.
It was very helpful. And I, you know, and it was also helpful because, you know, I know at the finale, I said something, you know, Gary, I don't forgive you, but I understand you. But after his wedding, there was like a party the next morning, a brunch. And I said, you know what, Gary, I do forgive you. I'm really happy for you and all that. And so that was important for me too, because it did take me a little bit of time to process it. And, you know, me knowing at the end of the day, I probably wasn't the right person for him, even though at the time it felt like I was. So all is good. We're all friends.
That makes sense. Right. We've been nice to Lisa long enough. I need some dirt on this podcast partner of mine, Leslie. Is she really?
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Huh? What'd you say, Les?
I said, are you as uncoordinated as
Ruben? There's never going to be any dirt on Lisa.
Oh, yes. No, there's no like dirt, but okay. I'll just open myself up a little bit and then Leslie can keep going because we had a lot of laughs and she really, really, really was trying very hard when I was in my 30s to 40s to be my personal trainer. And she would come to my house 3 times a week and make me work out. And that's true. Make me work out. But I told her that if she didn't show up with a cookie and a cup of coffee and a latte, I wouldn't work out. Is this true?
This is true. I had to stop at the coffee shop every time with the cookie and the coffee.
But she would put it aside until I worked out. And like she got me on the treadmill and she did all these things, which I would have never done if she wouldn't have showed up at my house. And sometimes I had to eat my cookie and latte before we worked out.
No, we got on the floor with your dog, with Millie. And Millie worked out with us, Lisa.
Millie did work out with us. She did. She was probably better than I was. And then she made me come to her Zumba classes when they first started. And oh my God, she put me kind of in the far corner because, you know, if you are in the front 2 rows, people watch what you do. And so if she had her right arm going, I had my left arm going. If we were supposed to twirl to the right, I would twirl to the left. So
I don't say that.
You asked me if I would sit in the back. It would be better that way. I remember these things, but I came. So anyway, but the fact of the matter is again, Leslie was there and showed me that working out was important. And if it wasn't for Leslie, I would have never worked out.
I know. And then I got so proud of you for going to cycle class. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did do that for a period of time. I did. You were proud of me. You went with me once. You went with me.
And I was so proud of you for going. Yeah.
Because you didn't believe me that I was going. And I did a good job.
I know. I was just very proud of you.
There really is not much dirt. I'm sorry. There's not much dirt we can find on Lisa. Not from you. Not from you, dear Leslie.
I'm going to tell you the biggest dirt on Lisa. She has a cookie a day.
I gave that up, though, when Byerly's changed the recipe.
Oh, I see. But what about your daughter's famous chocolate chip cookies?
Well, she doesn't make them for me every day.
Oh, but I thought they were in the freezer.
When they're in the freezer, Lisa has one every day.
I know your tricks.
Yeah, because Leslie would go in the freezer and find them for herself. Let's be clear on that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's all the dirt you have on me.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about personal style. Let's talk about some of those friendships that you formed what is potentially next for Leslie Fema and whatever else comes to mind. We'll be right back. We are with Bridget Edwards from Sheer Custom Closets, and we are talking sports gear and what to do with it in your busy home. Bridget, what's the word in organizing all the stuff?
Well, for adults and kids, it's just a constant problem, it seems like. Mainly that stuff is ending up in a corner of a closet or sometimes in the middle of your entryway, but we're liking to build custom pieces in your garage or your mudroom to store all that equipment.
How about slat wall? I have seen some pretty impressive use of slat wall.
Yeah, slat wall is amazing, and it can be used for everything from your garden tools to your jump ropes to your tennis balls.
But if your kids play hockey, that's a whole different animal, right? Because nobody wants those hockey bags inside the house. So you have to do something in the garage. You have to expand your thoughts on where that goes.
Yeah, exactly. So we're putting a lot of cabinets in garages and mudrooms because not only do people not want them in the house, but they don't want to see them at all. Great spaces to contain all of that equipment.
When you put a cabinet in the garage, do you have to worry about concrete floors?
No, you don't have to worry about concrete floors. We have leg levelers, so everything goes up on leg levelers to keep the water away and to keep everything nice and even.
So also easy to clean as well.
Right.
And I think driving into a garage that has things neat and organized just puts you in the right frame of mind, right?
Yeah, exactly. Much better than opening up your garage door and having 3 basketballs roll out.
That may or may not have happened to you.
Right.
If you are interested in getting yourself organized from the outside in, how does a person go about contacting Sheer Brothers Closets?
They can contact us through our website at sheerbroscloses.com or by phone at 763-531-7400.
To give yourself more breathing room.
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's kind of go way back and let's kind of talk a little bit about the trajectory of what you've always done in fitness and exercise. You can even start with the ice follies if you want, because each thing that you've done, you know, the world started to follow with the exercise. So give us a little description for people that don't know you.
Well, I grew up figure skating since I was 8. And then just all through. In 10th grade, I quit skating because I wanted to enjoy my high school years and not skate all the time. I mean, I gave up going to camp with my friends and doing a lot of things. So I want to enjoy. Plus, I loved the theater and I wanted to be in school plays. And so then in 12th grade, I started skating again. And then I tried out for the Ice Follies when they were in town. And that was like April, I made it. And then 2 weeks after I graduated in June, I went into the Ice Follies. I left home. So that was my dream. I always wanted to be a show skater and be in a show like that. And I went to Sacramento. We stayed there for 3 months, put the show together. Then I traveled in the Ice Follies for 2 years. And then I went into Holiday and Ice in Europe and South America. And so that was my show. My show, you know, world. And I still have friends from my Ice Follies days. I just adore them. And we have reunions every once in a while as well. And then I came back and I got married to Brad, who was kind of my high school sweetheart. And we opened up a exercise studio. Back then it was called Aerobics. We opened up Aerobics studio. I basically went out to LA for about 2 weeks. I took classes from Jane Fonda at her studio. I basically emulated everything she was doing and went back and opened up my own studio. And that's kind of how I got into that. And then I did.
I didn't know it wasn't aerobics. When did it become Leslie Shape Shop?
No, it was less. That was the name of the studio, but I'm just saying it was an aerobics studio. Now they would be calling a fitness studio, but back then aerobics was the word. It was called Leslie's Shape Shop. Yeah, exactly. It was called Leslie's Shape Shop. And we had, we had merch with the logo on it. No, it's crazy. And yeah, I hired dancers, basically taught them how to teach class. And I had a great team of instructors. And then my partner, David Gray, who was an instructor with me, has since passed away, but we entered an aerobics competition called Crystal Light National Aerobics Competition in 1985, and we won as a mixed pair. And so that kind of catapulted us to like commercials and traveling around the world. And I mean, we went to like Japan and Korea, and yeah, it was crazy. So yeah.
All right, keep going.
So entertainment, you truly have been an entertainer all your life.
Yeah, I have. Because I felt better on the stage when I was going to apply for the Golden Bachelor. I guess it was an audition. I don't know. My kids are like, oh, this is perfect for you. And I'm like, yeah, but it's reality. It's not like I'm on stage. I don't know. It's a different thing. But I'm not shy in front of the camera, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are you. I feel like you are you in probably everything that you do.
Yeah. I'm just me. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know, I go someplace, or I even work at the Fillmore and people are wanting to take pictures with me. And I'm like, you just bought tickets for a show for $75. Don't you want to go watch that? It's getting a little harder to work. I don't know how long it's going to be, but you know, I am who I am.
I think that's...
And then you taught Zumba for a long time at Lifetime.
Oh, so then, yeah. So then I guess I wasn't teaching. Then my studio closed and I was teaching other places. And then I started teaching at Lifetime. Then I became a Zumba instructor. So I did Zumba at Lifetime. And then after about probably like 6 years of that, I went into my superior at Lifetime and like, I had to pay a monthly fee to be a Zumba instructor. And I'm a choreographer. I don't want to do their dances anymore. And I don't want to use their music anymore. I said, can I just make up my own stuff with my own music that I want to dance to and call it urban pop or something? I came up with that title and they're like, yeah, sure. So I called it urban pop. But then Lifetime went to they had to call it Dance Jam because it was like a thing throughout the whole Lifetime. They had to have consistency. So now I teach Dance Jam.
Whatever it's called, but, it's like you bring your own sense to that. Do you get, you know, there are people that don't handle change well. You appear to handle change.
Oh yeah. I just go with the flow. Like if things change, I'll change with it. I mean, there's certain things I don't handle well. Like when Lifetime told me I had to face my class and teach that way, I'm like, no, that's never going to happen. You know, like there's certain things I put my foot down about when I know what's best for me and for my whatever, like that particular moment, I was like, that's not good for my class. What am I changing it? I have 90 people in class. Why would I want to change that? You know, things like that. But other things that come my way, I'm really easygoing about stuff.
Well, and that flexibility, has that been important? Because as a mother and you have young children, and Lisa, this is the same.
Young.
The same for me.
My children aren't young.
No, but back then when you're really...
Oh, back then.
Your kids are younger, right? And so you need flexibility of scheduling if you want to be a very present mom and yet still have a career, which again is to the level of ahead of your time, right?
Lisa, oh yeah. No, that was hard. I'm telling you, that was having young kids and trying to teach. And I was also a personal trainer. I would be dropping my kids off like to random babysitters so I could go teach my class or to go my client. That was hard, you know, and I was a single mom. So that was not easy. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I look back, I'm like, I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I did. Yeah.
I forgot to pick my kids up from the bus stop one time.
How did you find out that they were there? Did you go home and say, oh, where are my children? How did that work?
Oh, no. A friend called and said, I grabbed your children. It was not my finest hour. But honestly, there were so many moving parts. And again, kids and the career and all of these things. Mm-hmm. And it was just a momentary lapse.
It's hard.
But that was just the reality of it at the time. Never happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little crazy. So you're looking at all those things. So now, you know, there's so many things, right? And it feels like it's probably been, it's happened in the blink of an eye. And now you're looking at this whole new, are people showing up in a different manner now for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because of the show, most of my fans are young. I mean, like in their 20s, it's crazy. And now when new people come into my class, they're all really young. I talked to some girls the other day that were in my class and they were 20, 21 and 23. And I said, you guys are so young. And he goes, you have given us so much hope for our future. Like, I think what they're basically saying is, you know, it's great to be young, but oh my gosh, 60 feels ancient. And they look at that like, what am I going to be like? But now they see the show and the girls on the show and or the women, I should say, on the show. And they're like, this is, I'm not afraid to get old. That's what they said to me. They're not afraid to get old. And I love that me and we can do that for them. So
That's very cool. I mean, that's great, Les.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing. Yeah.
And what is it about the Minnesota women doing so well on that show, by the way?
I know they just had something in the paper about it last week or 2 weeks ago, but I think that we're just kind of all of us, because I've never met Becca, but I think she's amazing. But Michelle and Daisy, I've obviously met. I think we're just really down to earth. And even Joe, who was on Michelle's season, he's good friends with Eli, my son. And I think we're just really down to earth people. I mean, I think Midwest values are definitely a thing. And I don't know. I feel like we're all really authentic. And another thing I think I noticed, like the women on the show, not everybody lives where they were born. And, you know, we all live where we're born. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, except for a couple of years I lived in LA, and I think that's important. We're hometown people. And like everyone says, oh my God, you represent Minneapolis or Minnesota so good, and blah, 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 you're a hometown girl. You know, I love basketball games. I like the baseball games. I mean, I'm really a hometown girl. And so I think that's important. And I think that comes out in the show with the Minnesota people.
Yeah, that's so true.
And sometimes our stupid accent. But yeah, so.
Which is
Michelle is awesome. I'm friends with her.
But Fargo is not in Minnesota, just so we can all.
I know that, but some words, you know, the girls on the show, like, what accent is that? And I'm like, accent, I don't have an accent. I'm like, you know, I say, you know, a lot. I think that is a Minnesota thing, whatever. I don't know. I try not to.
Well,
but yeah.
You're not saying, yeah, sure, you betcha on an ongoing.
No. No, I would never say that. But there are certain words I think that, you know, it happens.
Yeah. A little bit ability to poke fun at ourselves too, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally.
I never thought about that, but you're right. The being able to travel and have that opportunity, but always knowing you're coming home and home is home.
Yeah.
And that kind of grounds you.
I get homesick a lot. Like, I love to travel, but like last time I was in Costa Rica on my fitness retreat, I was there for 9 days because I went a couple of days before and a couple of days after. And I couldn't wait to get home. I missed my grandkids. I missed my dog. I missed my home, you know,
Tell us more about fitness retreats.
So I started doing fitness retreats about 8 years ago or so. And I was doing one a year and then not during COVID, but so maybe it was even longer, 10 years ago, maybe now. But so now I will be doing my 8th one next week. I'm going to Costa Rica again. So actually this year, this will be my second one in basically a year. And I just love them. I take a group of people, we do excursions, we do class every morning. People get to, oh my God, people have made so many amazing friendships along the way. We've done where we've had a shaman, we've done like, you know, casting stones in a pond or a lake or an ocean. I don't know. We've done a lot of different things. And, but Costa Rica is really has my heart because it's the people are so amazing and the weather is great. I love the ocean. I learned to surf there. People are just, it's very safe. You can drink the water and it's very safe. They don't even have an army there. They're just a beautiful country and beautiful people. So I love it there. So I'm going.
And I hear the food is pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah. Costa Rica is beautiful.
Oh my.
Yeah.
The food is amazing. It's so fresh. I mean, the restaurants. Yeah. It's awesome. I love it.
And they have monkeys that hang from the trees that you actually see.
The monkeys are not only hang from the trees. Last time I was there, our resort is right in the ocean. There's monkeys in the trees and all that. But the part of the hotel is just across a street, you know, so it's like it's the same hotel, but it's more rooms, more pools, whatever. So you have to cross the street to go to the ocean, a very small street. And we're crossing the street and there's always a guy out there stopping the traffic so we can cross the street. Stopping the traffic because a monkey's crossing the street. Hysterical. He's just crossing the street. They have a name for him. It's the cutest thing. It's just, it's beautiful wildlife, birds, monkeys. It's great. I love it.
That is neat. Yeah, it is such a beautiful area. So now what will be your next, are you putting one together for next time?
Well, I'm going next week. I have another one going to Costa Rica, but I really want to do an Iceland retreat. I hire a company that plans everything. I mean, like literally from top to bottom. I just have to show up, basically, which is great. And she said her best retreat was Iceland. And so I really want to go. It's someplace I've always wanted to go.
Is that like hiking and stuff? Would that be more hiking?
Yeah, that'd be more hiking. Still, I would do my classes in the morning, but the excursions would be different. Obviously, we wouldn't be zip lining and taking horseback riding at sunset on the beach, you know, but yeah, so it's just a different kind of a trip, but to me, it's very intriguing and I really want to go there.
And it would have to be in the summer.
Yeah. August and September are really the only times you can go. Yep. So hopefully I want to plan that. I just don't know where my life is going to be yet. So I can't really plan anything yet.
I'm sure there's been a lot of opportunities that have come your way. And it sounds like there's things that you can't share with us yet, but we may see you popping up here and there. And hopefully we'll see you as the lead in the Golden Bachelorette. But if not, what's your general outlook on what's in store for Leslie Fima?
I think for me, I'm just really excited to really looking forward to summer and whatever life takes me right now. I kind of don't look too far ahead. Like I have my retreat next week and I'm really looking forward to that. And then I'm doing something for Lifetime. I'm going to New York they're opening a new club in New York. So I'm going to go out there and teach a class and that's going to be really fun and kind of like the grand opening of the club. And I'd love to do more things like that I just love that. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to like life and maybe finding my guy out there and somewhere and hanging with my children. And my son Eli is getting married at the end of May. So I'm looking forward to that, obviously. And yeah, just have good things coming up.
I love that
all good things.
I love that looking for your guy is not the be all and the end all. it's a part of your experience. And I think that says a lot too. And I love that getting to know you through this, the person that you are now sounds very consistent with the person you've been through your entire life. Lisa, would you feel that's true?
Yeah. I do. I feel that's true. I mean, you know, we all have our ups and downs and we all have, you know,
good days and bad days.
Good days and bad days. But for the most part, I'm really proud of how I've taking care of myself, not had to depend on someone else, taking care of my children and now my grandchildren and making memories with them. And really, I'm proud of how I've gotten through life and, you know, being positive and just kind of a happy person, you know. Again, have bad days, but for the most part, I can say I'm a really happy person. And yeah, and I just kind of looking forward to just making more memories with my children and my grandchildren. And I'm bringing them to Costa Rica next January. So that'll be a fun trip. I'm going to go a week before my retreat with them and I can't wait to show them around. And yeah, just things like that.
Excellent. So before we touch on your nonprofit, tell us, if somebody's interested in further retreat, how do they get a hold of you? How do they keep in contact? I know you're heavily on social media.
Yeah, but the best way to do that is my website, soul612.com, because I post my retreats and my schedule for my classes and pretty much all that I'm doing there.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And like I tell Leslie all the time, I am very proud of you.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been a long haul, hasn't it?
Well,
come a long way.
You've come a long way. It's been a long haul, but you know what? At the end of the day, you always figure it out. And you always do at the end of the day, what is the best for you. And sometimes it just takes a little longer. And you know what?
Yeah. And you know what?
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I have to say Lisa, this is a fun fact. Lisa has helped me through the darkest times of my life. It really has. Because there's been some, and she's really helped me through that. Mm-hmm. And that's what friends are for.
That's what lifetime friends are for. I mean, like Leslie said in the beginning, there'll be times where Leslie and I maybe don't even talk for 3 months, even though we live in the same city because we're both busy. Yeah. But then when we talk, it's like we didn't miss a day in those 3 months.
Yeah.
And you know what? Totally. That's a real friend. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Those are
love you, girl.
Those are the friendships. Oh, you guys, that's so awesome. You can feel the love through here. And I think, Leslie, there's something that's really important is that you have gotten a lot out of this, but think of what you've brought to other people too. And the women that have gotten a chance to know you through this and the women that are going to get a chance to know you through this. And hopefully the guy that is your guy, that's going to get a chance to know you through this is all, that's really what it's all about. Cause in the end, that's all we have is, you know, all of the things go away, all of the experiences
exactly.
go away. It's just who we are. And thank you for really opening yourself up to sharing who you are with us. It's really special.
I mean, I feel like there's some aspects of my life I haven't been lucky. I was basically an orphan at 25, lost both my parents. My kids have been, you know, in and out of treatment, two of them. That wasn't easy to deal with. But I am so lucky in the fact that, you know, I have a huge family, cousins, you know, extended family like that. My siblings were all really close. And my kids, you know, if you ask any one of them who their best friend is, they're all going to say me. And I have these three amazing, beautiful grandkids. So I have hit the jackpot in a lot of ways in my life. That's how I feel. Yeah.
You're right. You have.
I think that's incredible to be able to see the positive and to know that things are going to be all right. That's a good way to live your life. It's a very good way to live your life and nothing but success for you and your family. Hoping for that. So, and thank you for being with us. Now let's
of course
really quickly on your nonprofit and what you want to focus on is world hunger, right?
Yeah.
Tell us what this means to you, why you chose this.
Well, I hope I don't start crying. I just can't stand it. Think of children being hungry. It just breaks my heart. I knew I was going to start crying. I don't know. It's just something I've always felt really strongly about. It's not just in third world countries, but it's in Minneapolis where, you know, it down around the corner when I see people with their kids asking for money, I always stop and give money, by the way. But it just breaks my heart. And so I just, it's really something that I'm really passionate about. I just hate when, you know, especially children are hungry. It's just,
thank you. And you've brought forth the World Food Program in the USA. So WFPUSA.org, much information on there. It is amazing through organizations like this, how a small amount donated can go a long way. So yeah. Thank you for bringing, this is an organization I have not been familiar with, and there are others out there, but it's good to know that this is here, and thank you for your heart.
I mean, there's so many others out there, you know,
for sure. Yeah. Thank you for your heart, Leslie. Thank you for being with us.
Okay.
We could go on. I could spend another hour talking.
All right, you guys.
Lisa, any last quick thoughts?
No.
Thank you, Les. Love you.
I love you too, Lisa. Thank you so much. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I actually worked out this morning, Les.
All right. I didn't yet. Oh my God. What is this day about?
Yeah, that's a first. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
It was fun. It was really fun. I never thought I'd be doing that with Leslie, and she probably never thought she'd be doing a podcast with me. So how fun is that?
Well, I think it'll be fun to see where she goes, because she truly is an entertainer and it comes very naturally to her, and she's just infectious. So I hope that works out for her in whatever realm, wherever that takes her.
I agree. She's very good at it. She's very good at it. And the fact that she's, 65 years old and still doing all of this stuff is tremendous.
We didn't hit on that as much as I thought we would, but here's the interesting thing. I think when we get into this realm, the number falls away.
I agree.
And when we have these conversations, the number falls away. Continuing to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Active and engaged and building new friendships. And that's really what is going to sustain us, maintaining being in shape. I mean, you don't work out to the level that Leslie wanted you to work out, but you are a very active person. As am I. And those things become very important, keeping your bones strong and so that you can continue to get down on the floor with your grandkids and that, all of those things. So the number fades away.
I think that's well said, Katie.
Well, on that, if anyone has questions, comments, wants to check us out, theviewinyourmirror.com is the great place to do it. We are on social media. Lisa, where are we?
We are on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube.
At the View in Your Mirror. And we want to thank you for listening. Once again, we want to stress that you are the best you. You are the best you. So make sure you put a smile on your face, find some humor in your day, reach out to those you love, and make it the best day and have the best view in your mirror. Until next time.